citizens of the world. November 5th is coming. Change begins within you. Where will you be this November 5th? Through dedication, fortune, and goodwill, Anonymous Radio will bring you an extravaganza of live broadcasts throughout the day of this global event. Towns and cities across continents will converge on central meeting points to celebrate unity with activists across political, social, and language spectrums. This day is set aside to celebrate the movement, to celebrate the idea of Anonymous, and to remember what we have accomplished and those who have sacrificed for the many. Anonymous recognizes what remains to be done in the name of all people, for the good of all people, now and towards the future. On Saturday, November 5th, 2016, we invite you to listen to a collaborative effort in the true spirit of Anonymous, live at MMMLiveOnTheFive.com. Music, memories, guests, live reports, and commentary from around the globe, dedicated to the idea that we are one. We are Anonymous. Remember the 5th of November.
Welcome to MMM Live on the 5, show number 3. This show is running on the Frequency Scuba Squad channel of Blog Talk Radio. I am Canadian Glenn, and this is Friendly Smoker.
Good evening. What's going on, brother?
Good evening. I just want to tell everybody that the only chat room you're going to find, even though it's a BTR show, will be on MMMLiveOnTheFive.com. We will not be running the chats on
the
BTR shows. Yes, it is. The site is up. Everything is fine. And the autoplay works, because I just found that out.
Yeah, everything was set to work properly. It's just the DDoS attack kind of fucked us up a little bit.
Yes, it was a rough period during the first show. During the first show, we covered quite a bit on People's Radio. Ray Johansson called in. Seven called in from Washington, D.C., where there were some arrests. And there were some pretty aggressive deployments by D.C. Metro, Capitol Hill Police, Secret Service, Armed Division, and Department of Homeland Security. Everybody's friends were on hand. But as that wrapped up, as that show wrapped up, it seemed that things had calmed down quite a bit. Apparently when the march got in front of the Federal Reserve, that's when the automatic weapons came out. But they were put away, and nothing really came of it. The second show on a non-UK radio with Top live in London, that was quite interesting, and that is ongoing as we speak, 9 p.m. in London right now, and the orders were given to vacate Trafalgar Square, even though the police kettled the crowd in Trafalgar Square, giving one exit. Reports were tens of vans on hand to take arrests. Top estimated the arrests will likely number in the hundreds. So, that is ongoing as we speak. So, good luck to everybody in London. Okay, I'm just going to answer the chat here. Go to schedule, press avatar. 4, show 3. There we go. There we go. Should be figured out. It looks like there will be some people tuning into the BTR page as well. But that's okay. Right. People can operate a browser with more than one page.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's been an interesting day so far, to say the least. We also had...
We got haters, bro.
Well, is that any kind of a surprise?
Meaningless fucking haters sitting there just fucking wasting their time, making me feel important. Thanks for that.
Well,
they took their whole
morning
to invest in us. The fucking sweet fucking bitches. What fucking bitch made fucking losers, man? But anyways, yeah, man.
Well,
those are awesome. The announcements are fucking sweet. Whoever made those audio clips and all that, man, that shit's really... Sounds like some Hollywood shit. Real nice.
We have those to play during the show. I see our number one guest has not called in yet. So we could go to one of them now, and we could let it play. I'm just dropping him a reminder. Let me check the board here. There we go. Well, you know, considering the spirit of the day so far from law enforcement on both sides of the Atlantic, I think the first one we'll play is a public service announcement. Law enforcement is recruiting. So here's a little 2-minute satire for you. Enjoy.
This is a public service announcement from your local law enforcement agencies. Your law enforcement agencies are hiring. We're looking for good, upstanding citizens all over the country. Are you the kind of person who hates to have to think for yourself? Has it always been easier for you to just do what you're told without question or conscience? Are you willing to commit war crimes against indigenous people to ensure that they get off the land that God Almighty has promised to multinational corporations? Are you willing to deal with a surge of Mexicans running rampant, wreaking havoc all across our great nation? Until we build that wall, we need good, God-fearing officers who know what a real threat those Mexicans are and who are willing to eradicate the problem. Are you the type of person who will not hesitate to shoot a black thug college professor reaching into his pocket right after you ask to see his identification? A good officer always puts his own safety first. Do you already know that all Arabs are terrorists, even the ones pretending not to be Muslims? Sound like you? Then you may be law enforcement material. Besides the thrill of getting to wear Nazi-like uniforms and donning military gear while stripping United States citizens of their human rights, being a cop can be fun and satisfying. Nothing is more fun than beating the living shit out of a mentally ill whack job, and if they fight back, you get to shoot them. And nothing is more satisfying than going home to your nice house and abused family after a day of smashing the property of the homeless bums and having the cars they live in towed away with all their possessions in them. Yes, you can become a cop too. You can be above the law and have rights other Americans don't. We have police unions to make sure of that. Contact your local law enforcement agency for more information.
Abnormally low intelligence is required. KKK or NSM membership is a plus.
How about that? If that isn't reality advertising, I don't know what is.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Well, you know, you have to go off the main line to actually find out the truth of things. But very shortly, we will also be getting a call from Gear, who is in Sacramento at the MMM protest there. She will be coming up as soon as she dials in. Tim Bestbuds, who was on People's Radio this morning, will be calling from Los Angeles. And we will see who else.
GovWatch might call him too. He's just trying to get to the phone and balls vote.
A caller, but I don't see anybody who's pressed 1. So if you're on the line, you're hearing me. If that's you, Gear, press 1. Let me know. Bingo! Just like that. Good afternoon, dear. How's it going in Sacramento?
Well, I don't know if you can hear behind me, but can you hear that?
Yeah, we can hear it in the background.
We've got a pretty good turnout here. From what I'm seeing, we've got from 40 to 50 people. It's ebbing and flowing throughout the day. Started this morning around 9 with 2 people and has really ballooned. And as we kind of occupy this corner here on the south lawn of the Sacramento Capitol, we're seeing more and more people finding us and joining our little revolution. How's it going with you, Glenn?
Oh, it's going better now than it was a couple hours ago.
It's been a rough week.
Yeah, it has been. It's been a tough week for everybody behind the scenes planning this event. But first annual, you know, I guess nothing has really been a surprise. It just sucks when it happens. But
yeah,
whatever.
I mean,
that's...
You
Go
had
ahead.
Some serious bullshit went on with you, so, you know.
Well, my issues with Twitter, we won't even bother to talk about that at this point in time. I'll be saving that for the view up here next Wednesday. I will air my grievances off of Twitter on a platform where they can't steal my own content. That's a hint.
And I hope everybody tunes into that show because it will be definitely worth a listen.
Well, you know, the old saying, hell hath no fury like a tweeter's storm.
That's a great one. So, so far, I know that Top was down in London. How, I was not able to tune into you guys this morning, unfortunately, because I was in transit getting everything ready to go. I got a little bit of Top Show, but not most of it. So, do we have any major updates?
Well, I know as that show was ending, the Met Police had given the order that 9 o'clock, get the fuck out of here. They had kettled Trafalgar Square except for one narrow exit, and along the exit were numerous vans. So,
really?
Yeah, Top expected there to be a lot of arrests, maybe in the hundreds.
That's unfortunate. It's a peaceful protest, you know, and that's when I was speaking with some of the organizers from last year for this event, the reason why they're saying it's so small this year, even though it's not a bad turnout, is because last year there was a riot and 2 people were injured, I believe stabbed, during a counter protest. So it got ugly and people just were a little kind of gun shy, I guess, to come. This event on Facebook and throughout the Twitter sphere was canceled, so people were really confused. So if anybody's listening in the Sacramento area, we are on the south lawn of the Capitol. Please come down. We're here. We're supposed to be here till about 6. So we're holding strong. We've got signs. We've got a lot of water is life, a lot of no GMOs, make America native again, a lot of you can't drink oil, we are one, we are love. A lot of that kind of stuff. So we're getting some love from the horns, too.
Oh, that's good. It sounds like everybody's protesting within their rights and they're actually being respected to have their rights, which sounds a little different than London or Washington, D.C.
Now, when I spoke with you this morning, they were starting arrests on Capitol Hill in D.C. as well. Do we have any updates on that? I've been kind of covering this event, trying to keep up with Twitter, but, you know, things are moving pretty fast today.
Well, the last thing we heard from 7 on site was that things had calmed down quite a bit and the march was continuing and there really wasn't much going on. I mean, it did get pretty excited when the march came to the Federal Reserve Building, and within a minute or so, DHS vehicles showed up and men jumped out with semi-automatic rifles.
Oh, my God.
But that seems to have been all resolved. They put the weapons away, and DHS themselves left. and left it to DC Metro to deal with it, which, you know, seems rather typical. You know, oh, we caused all the shit, we were wrong, okay, we're out of here, we were never here. That sounds like DHS 100%.
Oh, sad. We've had some cops. We had two horse officers, mounted officers, riding through the grounds of the Capitol already, just kind of keeping an eye on things. There appears to be some sort of do happening here, or maybe have happened here, because there's this poor man who's trying to load tables into a party van in between all these protesters. I feel really bad for him. But again, these protesters are very respectful. Because of the incidents of last year, they're pretty gun-shy. They don't want any incidents at all because we are a collective of peace, and our message is justice, research, transparency, understanding what kind of world we live in, loving one another, et cetera, et cetera. So all the people here are, you know, the sign I'm looking at right now, Honk for Unity, another an anarchy sign, another Black Lives Matter. I love all these signs that are out here, and a lot of them are question your government and revolt and that kind of stuff. Typical, which you'd see at in a non-protest, and I'm digging it. It's a nice feeling of unity here.
That's good. That's good. That's the way it should be.
Indeed. Nice I'm not sure if we are going to run into some problems because at 9 this morning when they started to gather at the meeting place that was allotted for us, the police showed up and said, "You did not get the correct permits. You need to leave." So we are now congregating on the sidewalk where it's public property, so they can't arrest us for being just on the sidewalk. And we're not blocking the sidewalk. We're keeping it clear for people to make their way through downtown Sacramento.
Well, I know. I mean, you know, this is always such a paradox. They bitch and complain about anybody being on the street, and then they bitch and complain about anybody being on the sidewalk. It's where exactly are people supposed to be? Are they supposed to have segues, or are they supposed to levitate, or I don't get it.
I don't either. We just have three new protesters arriving with the No Dapple Black Snake right there. This is beautiful. I love this. And Free the People, Taxation is Theft. So we've got some really great stuff. What I'm loving about this, I think one of the best things that I am seeing is that a lot of youngsters are here. I'm talking kids 12 and under. We're seeing a lot of little kids in a non-mask who are holding up, "I want to be free. I am love. Just love each other." It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. There's a baby here with a Hell No GMO, and it's a cute, cute baby. And mom's holding up a sign that says, "Stop polluting us." So I think that this is a beautiful family thing to do. I love to see families protesting together. I love seeing where is the love. All I see is greed. All of these protesters here are very into love. They're very into unity. And it's kind of a different vibe from the other Million Mass March that I've been kind of keeping an eye on throughout the day. Not from the protesters at all. I mean, all of our protesters are awesome. I'm talking from the authorities.
Absolutely. Okay, I see that Tim is on the board. We're going to bring Tim on next to get a word about Los Angeles. Hello, Tim.
Awesome. Glenn, you there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, LA's a little dead right now. We got about 20 people here. So we're trying to wait a little bit. I think there was a mix-up on the time right now is what everybody's telling me. Some people thought it was 12. Some people thought it was 5. Well, obviously, if it's at 5, I'm not going to be here to broadcast from that because I have to be back to do the show at Gear at 6.
True enough.
Well, that's a bummer.
A 5-hour screw-up seems like quite a window.
Yeah, it was some screw-up, and then they have, like, different marches going on out here. But we're standing here. It's nice not having the pigs harassing us nonstop. I mean, they got us on – they're on every block around us watching us sitting in their cars, but they're not right in our faces, so that's nice.
I'm on your side.
Are they taking pictures of everybody?
A while back, one walked through on the steps of City Hall, and he had a phone. He might have done that. I'm not sure. But they're not blatantly out here taking pictures. Because, like I said, they're parked on – like, I can see one across the street from me right now. He's just sitting in his car watching us. There's one down the block on – they got us basically surrounded, but we're just, like, one car on every block because there's only 20 of us, and we're pretty peaceful. And, yeah, I think they're waiting on the 5 o'clock to see what happens. That's what it looks like.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. That sounds tolerable, shall we say.
Yeah, but what I'm hearing is what happened was everybody in LA got mixed up, and some people in the South Bay want to do a march there. Some people in Santa Monica want to do a march there. Some people, and then everyone else, the standard traditional LA spot, I guess everybody thought they would go to other spots instead, is what I'm hearing from anons that are out here.
Okay. Well,
oh, what's this?
Good.
Shit.
Oh, siren.
The cops across the street are coming over doing something.
Fuck.
No, they're leaving. They're actually leaving. They're going the other way. So that's good news.
Hmm.
Hello?
Oh, isn't that interesting? That's nice to hear cops leaving
there?
Instead of arriving. Yeah. Can you hear us?
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, if you follow my Twitter, I think you know a lot of times I'm used to being alone in L.A. at marches, so it's nothing new for me. I'm happy to have 20 people here, but generally on Million Mass March, I depend on 200 to 300 being here like normal, and it's just not happening today.
Right on. Right on. That's good.
Yeah, do you want me to find some people to talk to, or what do you want me to do, Glenn?
It's whatever is going on there. If you do have people to talk to, for sure. I mean, you can go around, see who's interested in it, put yourself on self-mute, and then just unmute when you're ready to go.
I'm here with the brother that's his first time at a Million Mask March today. So, yeah, I'm going to let you talk to him real quick and let him give his 2 cents in, okay?
For sure.
Here you come.
Hey, what's up, man?
Not too much. How's it going there in Los Angeles?
I'm having some fun socializing with everybody. We need more people to come out to L.A., man.
Is this one of the things that you find that is a good thing about the Anonymous and the movement, that people can just get together? There's not any kind of bullshit about who's who or where they're from. Everybody's the same. Is that one of the good things in your opinion?
Yep. Yeah, everybody's here. It's groups of people that you might not normally see on the streets, and that's good. We need a lot of unity and stuff like that, you know? I've been going out in downtown Riverside weekly in California and going out and making the public aware of as far as the Dakota Access Pipeline. Me and about 5 or 6 of my buddies, we all go out. We went out twice last week. So it's all about public awareness, man. That's what I think we need.
Right on. I agree. Now, can you go to any sort of protest in the U.S. right now and not end up with something about the election there?
What's that? Sorry.
Can you go to any protest in the U.S. right now and you don't get Hillary and Trump people showing up pushing their shit?
Well, there's a Jill Stein lady here, but I've seen, and when I went to downtown, she was there too. They're promoting and doing their thing, you know. So I don't know about getting away from all that. Like, this is actually the first protest I've attended. Period. So.
Alrighty. Well, that's good. I hope you have a good time, and I hope you don't see anything that's really going to turn you off. Then, because.
That's right. Hey, okay, I'm going to pass you to a lady that would like to talk with you guys, too.
All righty.
All right, here you go.
Hello, we're around the world right now, correct?
Yes, you are. You are on MMM.
Wonderful.
5.
Hey, well, I just want to tell everyone from L.A., we may not have the biggest in numbers right now, but we're here. Anyone surrounding, come down and support. We have other causes coming this way. And to everyone around the world who is standing out right now, thank you. You're on. You're doing it. You're saying something, and you're not sitting at home playing fucking Pokemon Go. So keep it the fuck up, and we're out here in L.A., all right? Woo!
Right on.
All right, I'm going to hand it off. Have a good one.
Hey, Glenn, I got a couple of your friends right here that want to talk to you. That your friends or fans that love you. Here they go. Hang on.
Hey, Canadian Glenn, this is Anarcho Hippie. How's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, everybody knows me now. Just want to tell everybody that, hey, it's awesome that we're doing this around the world, and it's so cool to see Amsterdam and London marching, and hopefully we can get enough here in L.A. to get marching. And thank you to Canadian Glenn for, you know, getting this shit going and keeping it up. And I will hand you off to Dougie Dougie.
Right on. Thank you.
Glenn, hello.
Dougie, how's it going, man?
All right. How are you doing, my Edmontonian brother?
Well, it's been an interesting day so far, we'll say that. But, you know, we're getting the message out, and that's what's really important, I think.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But just real quick here, before I pass it off, just want to give a shout-out to all the other Anons around the world, all anarchists, all Antifa, especially the ones out in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania today that are at the Capitol going against pro-Nazis. I know that there's quite a good counter-protest going on out in PA, so good for the anarchists and Antifa out there. Shout-out to all the people up in North Dakota, keeping it locked down there. Wish we could make it up there. Unfortunately, funds are kind of keeping us from making the journey up north. But, you know, glad you're broadcasting today. I was listening to you a little bit earlier before we made our way down to L.A., so, you know, good to hear you on the air. And, you know, hopefully we can keep it going for the entire day here.
Hey, Glenn?
Yes.
Can I pop in and say something to that gentleman real quick, if that's okay?
For sure.
I'm Gear, and I'm just guesting today with Glenn. I just wanted to let you know I'm Native, and I've been keeping a really close eye on the DAPL situation. And there's a lot of people who are doing some really cool, like, tour bus things where you can kind of get a ride-sharing thing, and it's a lot cheaper to get up to Standing Rock. So if you research that on the web, you should be able to find it, especially if you're in a centralized location like L.A., it should be pretty easy, and there's some people who are doing some, like, subsidized rides, so you might not even have to pay for it. So if you're interested, that might be a way for you to get up there.
Okay, great. I'll definitely look into that, because we had some comrades that were down here associated with the encampment out here at L.A. City Hall with Black Lives Matter and Black Lives Matter affiliates that were talking about trying to possibly do some sort of ride share up there, but they didn't necessarily know of any means to get up there. So we'll definitely check into that, and cool. You know, hopefully we can get a contingent coming out from Southern California.
And if you need any info, just hit Tim up. He knows me, so Tim Best Buds. He can you can ask me questions through him or whatever. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good. I'm gonna go ahead and pass it off here, but solidarity to everyone out there, and have a great day and be safe.
Right on. Thanks, Dougie.
Thanks, Glenn.
Before we go to the next person, I just want to report that Top is out of the kettle at Trafalgar Square. He is not arrested.
Thank God he is.
Wait, what happened to Top? I just got back on here, Glenn.
He completely kettled Trafalgar Square, and it was looking like there would be hundreds of arrests. But
I know.
Oh my God! But Top's okay right now.
Yes, he is.
Okay. Cool. Anything else you want to ask me, or I'm gonna get going? I gotta head back and get Gear Show ready to go tonight at 6:00.
No, that's fine, Tim. Thank you very much for calling in from L.A. The surprise guests are certainly surprised to me. It's good to see Dougie and Anarcho Hippie out there.
Yeah, and also if anything changes, I'll call you back, okay?
Okay, sounds good, man. Have a good ride back, and number 5 is your next time up.
Yeah, I'll see you Gear tonight, okay?
Yes, sir. Talk to me whenever you need to.
All right. Bye,
thanks,
guys.
Tim.
All right.
Bye.
All right.
Stay up.
Hey, Glenn.
Yes, from
hey,
Toronto.
Glenn. Yes, sir.
From Toronto.
How are ya?
Good. Anon GovWatch. How's it going in Toronto today?
Not bad, man. So we had Anon join the No Dapple rally, and now we have several thousand people congregated from Queen's Park, which used to be an older symbol of government representation, down at City Hall. So there's a large contingent of Anons and mixed up with the No Dapple crew, several thousand strong, I would say, right now. The drums, I don't know if you can hear them, are banging around in the background. There's a lot of communication and talking amongst people. It's really good. It's really good as far as the turnout. I don't want to claim, you know, all this for our MMM, but I'm really happy to see that both groups have come together on the similar ideas. And I'm reporting that we have a really great turnout out here in TO. I'm happy that everybody came out.
That's right on. I mean, you know, November 5th is associated with Anon, but hell, a day of protest is a day of protest. Bring your bitch and let's get it on. I mean, I'm familiar with Queen's Park to City Hall. That's a fair space. So, yeah, it sounds like things are going well.
We've made a lot of noise. A lot of people on the streets have stopped to ask what's going on, whatever. And I can safely say there's not much room to move around in City Hall. This is great.
Did more people show up this year than last year?
Say again?
Did more people show up this year than last year?
Yes. Every year, I would say, as far as MMM is concerned, every year has been a better year than the year before that. I remember a time in 2011 where less than 20 of us showed up. I can't send you a picture at the moment to show you the bigger group because they're kind of scattered all around or whatever, but I would definitely say this year is better than last year and the year before that. It's growing, as everything else is growing, and you know, it's little water droplets. There's nothing that will be changing with one action, but continually supporting one another, we will definitely make something happen.
Good shit, Paul. That's exciting. The movement is growing on a global scale.
Fuck yeah. And now is definitely the time, I think, given present-day situations regarding internet, surveillance, and technology, now is the time for us to work across borders. People from America should be working with people in Europe and vice versa and in Asia and supporting each other, because it seems to be a very big void of information where, let's say, here in North America, we're not getting the full story of something that's happening somewhere other parts of the world. So as far as keeping information open and accessible and censorship down, is really, really important for us to work together across all borders, imaginary or real.
Right. Well, that's exciting, man. I don't know if you were... Sorry, go ahead. No, I was going to tell GovWatch, I don't know if you're aware of this morning's events, but we got DDoS, so if you missed some of the shows, they'll be archived later on the site or whatever, and we'll be spreading those tweets around for all the people that missed the show or got caught up in the DDoS.
Well, I'm really happy that we have archived. I was aware, and I watched some of the traffic hitting us and the website in general. I'm disappointed, but I'm not surprised, and I would take that as a compliment rather than a frustration. If anybody feels the need to shut us up, then clearly we're seeing something worth hearing.
Right.
I would have to agree
yeah.
with that. Ray Johansson was really pushing that as we were getting hammered in the first show. He said, well, it's obvious people were doing the right thing. They're trying to silence us. So if the system is trying to silence you, you're doing the right thing. I mean, that just figures. And I do have a picture that came across my timeline of Nathan Phillips Square. And, yeah,
yep.
It's fucking packed.
Right?
Yar.
Right here.
That is very good to
That's
see.
Exciting.
Right on. And how about
my
TPS?
Right
how
right
have
now.
They been today? How has TPS been?
Cooperative. They're just kind of standing on the sidelines. There were helicopters earlier, some mounted police, a whole bunch of them on bikes. And there was the strongest unit was, I guess, right in front of the American Embassy, given the No Dapple protest going on at the same time. But so far, they're just kind of staying in the background, but keeping a wide eye on things. I have noticed that some hiccups in communication. So there might be still jammers out there preventing us sending like tweets or any other kind of communications out. But Nothing aggressive, nothing violent from Toronto Cops. So commendable on their end for now.
Oh, that's good, because that was a factor that came up when we were talking to Seven in Washington, D.C. this morning. The Stingrays were out. When they were right around Capitol Hill, the Stingrays were definitely in effect. He dropped a couple times. There were a lot of independent streamers there, and all of a sudden, nobody was getting any pictures out. So
right.
The tools are there, and they're not going to let all their toys sit on the shelf.
Nope, they want to play with them, don't they, boys?
Well, I guess that's just kind of the way it goes, you know? It's just like Christmas morning. Well, look what
indeed.
I got.
When we have a moment, I have someone who would like to speak with us, Glenn, and whenever we're ready, just letting you know.
I'll step down and I'll give somebody else a chance to take over. Have a great
day,
guys. I'll be around.
I'm not rushing you at all.
Yeah,
please.
No. I'm here.
Sure,
I'll be online
on.
By the, you know, get somebody else.
Go ahead, Gare.
Okay, this is a non-home. We're down in Sacramento. This is at the Million Mass March. I'm going to pass the phone over to him.
This is a non-homes, you know. We're just doing Million Mass March here and doing some activism. I've actually been doing internet activism for 2 years, and, you know, there's just a lot of really disturbing things going on in the conspiracy world. And, yeah, a lot of people say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory, but some conspiracy theories actually turn into reality, and there's always a possibility it might be true. So there's a lot of really bad things going on in our country and our world, like chemtrails and Illuminati satanic pedophilia agenda, which also Vogue magazine is also promoting. You could find it on YouTube. And
yes,
let's see, I have to improvise here because it's the first time I've been on radio or spoken, so
see, you're just talking into a phone though, so it's just a phone conversation, that's all.
See, yeah,
you're just
talking into a phone, so it's just a phone
conversation, that's all. So just look up going on conspiracy communities on Google Plus or elsewhere, and go on forums and websites. And you do have to keep in mind that there's a lot of disinformants and untruths, and there's a lot of diversions. Like they have what's called the Earth is flat. I believe that's a diversion away from what all the other truer conspiracies are. And you also want to keep in mind if the government or whoever it is that takes something down, there's probably a good chance that that's something that we should have focused on that they don't want us to know. So you might want to keep that in mind. You also want to study critical thinking too. That also helps a lot with, you know, knowing if something might be true or not. It's really difficult. According to Anonymous, actually, credible information is very rare. So we're almost in a disinformation age information war right now. So I think that's all I want to say. But do look up that one thing, the Illuminati satanic pedophilia agenda on YouTube, because our kids are going to be like that, and their kids are going to be like that, and we're going to be in a really messed up brain society. So let everyone you know about that, and just network and do everything you can to spread it across the whole world, and we just bring about a revolution.
And
all right,
that was
thank you.
On home. Thank you so much. He led us
right
to
on.
The protest. I appreciated his definite help because it's like I said, they were like, yeah, it's here. No, it's not. It's over here. Oh, no, it's over there. So it was one of those things. And he's been a very kind, gentle soul who guided us through this day, and I wanted to hear his thoughts on why he was here today. Most people seem to be here for No Dapple, to be honest. I didn't realize it was such an incredibly important issue to our allies. You know, I knew it was incredibly important to a lot of people, but it's really great.
Well, the issues of the indigenous people have been ignored for centuries. And a similar thing is happening slowly in Canada. People are starting to realize that the indigenous people are speaking for everyone. And that's
right.
Something that has, that's something that people have to figure out, because water is water, air is air. It doesn't matter, you know, where. I mean, water and air aren't static. They move, they flow. And it affects everybody.
It's all connected, and it's all alive.
Absolutely.
You know, and I'm so thankful for you as an ally too. You've been such a great ally over the years that I've known you. I'm usually the only Native wherever I go, so it's an interesting place for me to be, you know. So it's really nice to have allies, and I think I'm a lot more accepting of allies because I'm always the only Native wherever I go, and I think that's something that I think we need to work together more, really. The Natives and allies, I think we need to come together more and more. And what we're seeing at Standing Rock is a really beautiful thing. The clergy coming together. And I'm not a religious person, but the clergy coming to Standing Rock was something that moved me. I thought it was beautiful. Oh, party van's going away, Glenn. Guy's done. He loaded up. I know. But the good thing is it's not like the Fed party van.
Yeah, that's true. If you say party van, there has to be a definition with it.
Right. Disclaimer, not said party van, actual party van. So there's actually, you know, more and more people showing up and things are kind of picking up. It's beautiful. I'm really digging it. We're getting a lot of love from the passing cars are right in downtown Sacramento. It's hotter than hell today, of course.
Enjoy.
What global warming, Glenn? What global warming?
Well, I mean, most people know where I am, Edmonton, the 53rd latitude, and today it is 62 degrees Fahrenheit here on November 5th.
That's not normal.
No, but there's no climate change. Don't worry about it.
No, especially if you're in Florida, you're not allowed to talk about it. It's against the law. Which is ridiculous. Another thing that I really, really, really love about Anonymous is every race, every background. You've got LGBTQ and all of that community. They're all represented. I've got a cowboy over here with an anarchy sign. I am in love here, okay? You know, Natives are here. For once, I'm not the only Native in the place. There's another one. Well, there are two of us here. We've got, you know, a lot of Latina people. We've got East Asian people. We've got all kinds of different people. And I love to see that unity of all of us coming together as humans. That's my passion. It brings out the love in all of us, you know.
As it should.
Indeed. More love. Although the regular people walking by, the looks on their faces is to die for. They're a little confused.
Yeah, they don't understand what's going on with people actually speaking their minds in public. It's rather foreign to them. Is that the deal?
It is. And there are children here. There are families. There are children. And there are children wearing a non-mask. There are older ladies, my own age, and, you know, all of us mature ladies, us aunties, as I like to call us, presented, which is nice to see. There are some gentlemen of my age as well. So it's nice to see that. You've got young women, older women, wiser women, I should say, and a bunch of really awesome, diverse people. You know, you've got this lovely hippie child over here, who's this beautiful, beautiful blonde girl who's standing with Standing Rock and been here all day with her flower bandana. She's so pretty. It's just such a wonderful thing. This is one of my favorite days. And this guy right here with his magnificent beard traveled 3 hours to be here today. That's amazing.
Well, it's good to see people that do show up are very committed. And I think that's important. And that'll only help the movement carry on and grow. I know, I'm just curious. I mean, Tim already left LA to get home. You're going to stay in Sacramento to do the show tonight, is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. The internet's way better here, buddy. Oh, my goodness. I live many hours from Sacramento. We left at the ass crack of dawn this morning, so we could get here on time. Yeah, if you start at 9, holy shit, that's an early morning for me.
Okay, well, that's cool. Just to let everybody know, Smoker, I just got a message from Higg. He had to take Kylie to the hospital.
Oh, shitty.
Oh, no.
So, I don't know. He didn't go into detail. He just said Kylie had to go to the hospital. He's picking up some meds for Brody, and he will join us when he can. So just another one of them things that make today a day to remember, I guess.
Oh, no, Kylie.
I hope she's okay, dude. That sucks.
Warmer,
I hope she's okay, brother.
Yeah, Kylie, I love you. I hope you're okay. I'll message you when I get home.
Well, he's making it sound like he will make it before the show is over, so that's good.
Nice.
How about I play another one of the messages from Ops and Sex Within and On? How does that sound?
I love it.
Sounds good.
Okay, I'll leave you guys to your own devices if you want to self-mute, and I'll pick one out. I think we're going to hear a message from a non-Intel group.
Alrighty.
Intel Group's message to the collective. Here we are again. November 5th has dawned upon us, and we would like to take this time to say thank you to the thousands of supporters we've been blessed to have. Not too long ago, the idea for Intel Group was hatched, and since its inception, the love and support globally has been a phenomenon. We thank you for allowing us to be a loud voice amongst the anonymous collective. We hope by now you see what it is we're trying to do in regards to information and awareness. And we hope you will continue to be a part of our family. Today, as you march through the countless streets throughout all four corners of the earth, we ask you to remember all the Anons who are currently jailed for attempting to make this world a better place. We also ask you to continue to support your local ops as well as the international ops. The fight for social justice, equality, and peace will never be an easy battle, for the enemy has the money, weapons, and technology to keep you in the dark. But rest assured that we will prevail, as truth and justice always does. To the select few, we are your brothers and comrades. To the world, we are your family. We hope this November 5th you march proudly and safely. We hope to continue making you proud, and we thank you for allowing us to be your Intel Group.
Well, there we go. Now that is a very respectful message from an non-Intel group, you know, and they do speak the truth. They haven't been around that long, but they've demonstrated their ability, and they've demonstrated their fortitude and their ethics, and I hope they will be around for quite a while to come. I think they do a lot of good for the movement.
Yeah. Agreed.
Definitely. Now, we have quite a few more, and we might as well go into another one. As it is November, in most of the northern hemisphere, things are getting cold. Things will be turning to winter very soon. So we have a message from Op Safe Winter.
Citizens of the world, we are anonymous. This is OpSafe Winter. For too long, you just walk on by. You pass that soul on the street. That soul. Your son? Your mother? Father? Brother? Daughter? And you look away, not wanting to admit how close you are to being like them. There's a common misconception that homelessness is caused by a lack of responsibility, a lack of drive, or something that the homeless themselves did wrong. But we aim to project that homelessness is an effect that our current humanity accepts. There are people on our streets, in our communities, without shelter, without food, without warmth, or the comforts too many take for granted through no fault of their own. Why does society demonize the poor when the fault lies with the rich? And ask yourself, how long would you last If the next paycheck was your last, what would you do to feed, shelter, and keep yourself safe without money, without a place to call home? Who could you turn to? Anonymous does not acknowledge this to be an acceptable status quo. Human beings are not disposable, are not to be thrown away like trash and ignored. Each and every one of us has value. We will do what we can to assist those who find themselves in this vortex of poverty. We ask you, do what you can. Humanity and kindness cost nothing. Humanity in this age appears to be lacking. There exists in every community small pockets of humanity here and there, struggling, fighting against the norm that's sickening. The norm says, I'm okay. I have what I need. I don't need to care for others. But there are those among us who are homeless, hungry, cold, and alone. Anonymous asks, do what you can. Assist those that need support. Share just a little of your comfort.
Why is it so hot?
Embed in your child's mindset that helping others is a normal human trait. Your child will then instill this trait in their child's mind, and we progress. We progress as a species, and we prove to the world that humanity is here, that humanity is alive. We can make the world a better place simply by caring for each other, fulfilling our needs through each other in the spirit of compassion, understanding, and generosity. That is the duty we share as humans. We learned to share when we were children. Let's not forget it as adults. A moment of kindness can change the world. It can change the world for you and the people you help. Kindness is contagious. Your act of kindness and generosity can save a life. We can put humanity on a plateau that none have seen before. Let's do this. Be a part of OpSafe Winter. We are anonymous. We do not forgive. We do not forget. Do what you can. The homeless can expect us.
That is a great message. And there's so many truths within that message. You know, it's just like when you see the pictures of infants all playing together, all races, nothing matters. They're all just little kids.
It's beautiful.
Learned behaviors. That pull us apart. Yep. We have another report from the field. We have a report from New York. I will let our caller tell us who he is. Hello, New York.
Hey, if he goes back to jail, can I have his stuff? This is Snoop Russell Lee, nigga.
Well, that was a very good troll to get on the air. And that's all we got, I guess.
Is that all we got?
Oh, he didn't say anything else.
Man.
He did a good job. It's been a while since I heard his voice.
Thanks.
He did a good job. You got more people waiting there, Gear?
Monday through Friday, 10 a.m.
It is hotter than heck here. We have a guy here who's claiming to be like the founder of LulzSec.
Oh yeah, another one.
Yeah, and I can't even even do this right now. He's really loud.
Okay. Well,
okay.
That's fine. I can understand that. Okay.
I just walk away. Do you want to talk? No, I really don't want to be doxxed. I'm good. Thanks.
Oh, he's offering free introductory doxes, is he?
I think maybe. I'm not sure what's happening. So I just was like, I'm going to go. I'm actually on the air right now. So I got to go this way. We're kind of winding down. We're losing some people. It's starting to get really hot here. The sun's like directly beating down on all of us. So this one is not going to be as giant as it was earlier. People are going to hang out, though, I think. We've got people posted up, you know, with their Waters Life signs. But I was just approached by Officer Cutie Pie because I was standing in the wrong spot, Glenn, and I got admonished.
Well,
I got admonished
it is.
Very...
Go ahead. It is critical that, you know, it is critical. You have to stand where you're supposed to stand, and you must look to authority figures to instruct you on where it is you're allowed to stand at all times.
I apologized profusely, and then I called him Cutie Pie and asked for his number. So he pedaled really fast the other way, and everybody here laughed. So I think we won that one.
Good job.
I was like, okay, thanks, Officer Cutie Pie. Can I have your number, baby? Excuse me. So
good job.
That was some lulls. Had a little lulls there. Yeah, apparently there's an invisible line that I had straddled. Did not know that to the left of these cylinders we may not stand. What if I'm just a tourist, eh? You don't know.
Well, then they'll probably give you a ticket if you're a tourist, because then they can extract some more money out of you before you leave town.
Oh, good point. See, it might be the fact that I painted no dapple on my face, kind of like war paint, but maybe. You never know.
I don't know. We will never know. I mean, if you heard the law enforcement public service announcement earlier, it sounds like he is an ideal candidate.
I, in fact, made that, so I did hear that.
Well, then perhaps he is exactly the type of person they're looking for.
I think he is. Officer Cutie Pie totally doesn't care about my human rights. All he wanted me to do was stand on the right side of the goddamn pole. I obliged.
Well,
I will
there
oblige.
You go. As long as you complied, everything will be fine.
Everything will be okay. I'm in line. This is really
all
funny
right.
because there's no permit for the event, so we're all kind of like, well, milling about, you know, is kind of occupying this little corner. And I think because of that, excuse me, my allergies are going crazy. Because of that, the event's kind of, it was a little less organized at the beginning. Met up with the girls who are going to be doing the thing next year so I can get the times and stuff. So if we want to do this again next year, if I want to come down here and help broadcast and stuff, then I can know where and when and whatnot. So that was some good stuff, but I didn't get a chance to interview them because, you know, they have these jobs. So
I've
annoying,
heard of these people.
Right?
I've heard of these people. Yeah.
I'm like, jobs?
They do exist.
It's Saturday. Hmm. Jeez. So, yeah, they had to take off, unfortunately.
Oh, well, so be it.
So when we first started, we had a raucous crowd, and now we are kind of winding down a little bit. But there's probably, I don't know, 15 people here left still. But,
okay,
yeah,
well,
once it gets hot and people are like, oh, I'm tired of this, they want to go home.
All righty.
But
well,
I'm not
I'll leave
sure.
It. I'll leave it to you on how long you want to stick around before you want to disappear and prepare for show number 5 in the lineup.
Indeed. I'm all good. There's a wedding. That's the do. The wedding is happening. So there's a protest outside of the wedding. That's why we're not allowed on the other side of the line.
Is the groom wearing a Guy Fawkes mask?
Not that I can see. But all I see are bridesmaids right now. So I'm breaking the rules and sitting on the bench on the unlawful side of the street here. I don't care.
Live on the edge.
I am. I'm a rebel. Woo! Anyway,
alrighty.
So where were your marches up in your neck of the woods and how did they go?
Well, for what has happened, like, locally within my city, I have no idea. I haven't been able to leave my kitchen for the entire day so far.
And so busy. You poor thing. You've worked. I would like to say everyone needs to just give him a big high five because Glenn has worked his ass off this week. Glenn, Smoker, Tim, Top, you've all done such a great job. Commendable work.
Well, it took a team effort.
You too.
I don't. Yeah, that's right. That's right. It took a team effort. Everybody brought their own skills, and we got it done. You know, like we've already discussed, there are haters. There are people with nothing better to do. But as far as I know, I believe they made their statement, and it was a fairly strong statement, and then they fucked off. So let's just hope it stays that way.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, it's nice to see, though, whenever I'm typing in an MMM on Twitter, live on the 5 is the first hashtag that comes up.
That is true. That is true.
It's lovely. So imagine if, you know, with only a week worth of real, like, solid doing this for reals, I mean, this was pretty awesome. So I'd like to say that next year is going to be 5 times more crazy, at least. I don't want to get
anybody next year we'll have DDoS protection, too.
Yeah.
And backups.
Well, you know, guys, we had like 5 days to get everything together. I think we did a pretty damn good job. So.
The idea was beautiful, for sure. And it came together really well, I think. Do you want to know how many people were on the site just today, not including the DDoS hit?
I would love to know.
4,606.
That's amazing. I mean, we only got just a couple days of promotion, right?
Yep.
So I call that a win, and I call this a win because we've been able to check in from a lot of places. Did you talk to Rajo this morning or no?
Yes, Ray was on. Yeah, Ray was on this morning with Naomi Colvin, and we went over all the work of the Courage Foundation, and we definitely encouraged people to get involved either through Courage Foundation or through other things like op mail to the jail to remember these people that have given up their freedom for something they believed in for the benefit of everybody else, and to, you know, consider becoming a pen pal of someone who is being persecuted for speaking up for everyone's rights.
And I'll tell you what, guys, I write to Matt DeHart a lot. I haven't been able to in the last couple of months. I've been sick, but I write to him regularly and he writes me back regularly. And it's, you know, at first I was like, okay, this is weird. I'm derpy. You know, this guy doesn't know me. He's like, who the hell are you? But it made him happy to hear from me. And he wrote me back, was like very cheerful and very happy. I've written to Jeremy Hammond. He wrote me back. I mean, I don't know him from Adam, and I wrote to him and he wrote me back and he was really like, cool. When Stanley was incarcerated, I wrote to him. He wrote me back. You know, these guys need to know that we still love them and we're still thinking about them. And like in Matt's case, he doesn't have access to a computer. And in Wormer's case, he didn't have access to a computer. So mailtothejail.org is an important thing. And you can also get information on the Courage Foundation as well. FreeMattToHeart.com, you know, all the Twitter handles for Free Jeremy, Free Barrett, you know, all those. Have the information as well, but it's really important, and I'm so glad you brought that up, because that's what Day is about, us coming together and showing the world what we do as a collective. And yeah, there's tons of us, and we all do different ops, but the, you know, there is that basic common thread: transparency, justice, truth, etc. But today is about showing the world that we support prisoners, we feed the homeless. As I was walking here with Anon Holmes, who we just spoke to not too long ago, he stopped a homeless man and said, I don't mean to offend you, but are you homeless? And the guy said, yes, I am. And he said, are you hungry? And the guy said, yes, I am. He said, I have an apple and a muffin. Would you like them? The guy said, I can't eat an apple. I don't have any teeth, but I would love a muffin. Would you like some of this literature I've got about Jesus? And Anon Holmes took it graciously. And that was a beautiful exchange. I took a picture of them. And that's what Anonymous is about to me, is not just the social justice, but the on the ground, like person-to-person humanity, the helping one another, the beautiful things that we do that society just won't do.
Exactly. And these are all almost instinctual for human beings to do, but we have been trained that for some reason it's not cool. You shouldn't do that. And that's just ridiculous. I mean, you know, everybody needs help. There, you know, it's ridiculous. But I agree. That's one of the fundamental things. I remember back to the very famous video of a march somewhere in Europe. I don't even know where it was. I think it might have been somewhere in Holland, where there were quite a few people masked up going down the street. And they came across a homeless man sitting up against a building with a hat out for donations and a very small sign explaining his problem. And everyone stopped. Everybody in a mask pulled out their wallet. Everybody in a mask dug in their pockets. And within a minute and a half, that man was moved to tears by the random kindness of these strangers in masks that he had no idea what was going on. But these absolute strangers were willing to help him to that degree. And that's what the movement is about, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that's what got me into it. When I met Tops and I started through OpSafe Winter, because I was doing direct action to the homeless here, I didn't have a name for it yet. And then I found the hashtag on Twitter, OpSafe Winter, and I clicked on it and I was like, well, this is cool. You know, well, this is what we do. You know, this is what Baden Up and I have been doing on our own for a long time. It'd be really cool to, like, you know, network with people who are helping feed the homeless and helping the homeless, because I was homeless with my 10-month-old baby and my almost 2-year-old or my almost 3-year-old for a year. And it's not easy. It's really not. And I was working, you know, I mean, I was, it's just a hard place to be. And I think once somebody becomes homeless, they become marginalized, they become human garbage. People just don't look at them. They just walk right past them. And even if I don't have something for a homeless person, I will talk to them. Hi, my name is, you know, whatever my name is. I almost said it. Hi, my name is blah. And I'll shake their hand and say, how are you doing today? You know, you're having a nice day. Because I'm a nice person. Just that. I mean, that's all you have to do, is just be another human being. It's not that hard.
I agree, because that is such an issue. I mean, the human dignity that everyone deserves, and it is kept from so many people for absolutely ridiculous reasons. There's no real reason to it. It's just, well, that's what we do, really. Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, there's an event. I know there are events like this in many, many places, but there is an event here once a year where people donate a certain amount of money and they are homeless overnight. They get to live like people live every day of the year on the street. And it changes a lot of minds in a real hurry, you know? And I mean, myself, I haven't been able to work for 18 months. I'm not going to talk about the amount of debt I've had to incur, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh.
But still.
Oh, honey.
I've had.
Me and you. I just got off on disability. I'm with you. It's hard.
And the thing is, even though I'm so worked up about this hole that I've dug for myself, I had the ability to do it. There are the vast majority of people who end up on the streets. And as you said, the number of working homeless continues to go up without any slowdown. At least I had the chance to go into debt to maintain a place to live. There are just so many people that don't even have that chance, and it's not their fault. It's just what happens. And
it's just,
if it's
being
not
poor. It's just a matter of being poor. It's a matter of being born into poverty. That's it. It's just the fact that you're poor. And if you miss a payment on something, your car gets repossessed. You miss a payment, you have a medical bill that is too steep for you to pay. You have to pay it. You lose your house. My father had a triple bypass, and he is totally bankrupt because he was a self-employed businessman who did not have health insurance because he figured he didn't need it because he's a stubborn old man. So he had a massive, horrible heart attack, and now he's completely bankrupt. And that is who worked his entire life and did as much as my dad did for small businesses throughout this country should live like that as a Vietnam vet and as somebody who has done a lot for this country. I don't believe that he should be suffering the way he's suffering because he was sick. It's bullshit.
No.
It makes me so mad.
True.
So, if my dad wasn't in the position that he's in, we have a farm that our family's had for 130 years. So that's our land. You know, we just have it. If he wasn't in that position, he probably would have ended up homeless or living with me. You know, and he wouldn't have ended up homeless because one of me or her, my sister or somebody would have taken him in. But you get my point, is that reality is there for so many working class people. And I'm not talking about just poor people who should be middle class, who have these jobs that should be middle class jobs. But someone like me who has this stupid disease, I have medical bills all the time. Every month I have more and more and more and more and more. So what do you do with them? You just let them pile up and declare bankruptcy, I guess. I have no idea.
That's true. And you did bring up another big factor. I know it's a huge factor in the United States, and it's an invisible, not talked about problem in Canada. Homeless veterans, people who have defended their nations halfway around the world, made it back alive, and they get here and they're treated like shit. This
garbage.
Is a ridiculous.
This is the saddest one of them all, bro.
Yeah, it is a ridiculous problem. And the efforts of our governments to sweep it under the rug is completely disgusting. How dare you?
You guys, you want to hear the definition of irony? My county, when you enter the county, it says Blah County, where we honor our veterans. And we have one of the highest numbers of homeless veterans in the country. That's the definition of irony. It's ridiculous. California itself has got a huge homeless veteran population. It's actually like a third of the country's vets who are homeless are in California because the climate's mild in most places. You know, you generally don't freeze to death. You can freeze to death. There are places like where we live. We lost 3 homeless people last year to people freezing to death because we get cold snaps and sometimes it snows. We're in a high desert, so it's a different place. But, you know, a lot of people in San Francisco and the Bay Area and down in L.A., I know Tim could probably speak to this a lot better than me, but our area, just in the tiny towns, we have population combined of the two towns here, maybe 200,000, 300,000 people. We've got about 8,000 homeless people between those two towns.
That sounds like quite a few.
It's an epidemic. And what's happening is people are coming up here because there's less law enforcement and there's better places to camp and there's more wild areas where you could just go live, you know. So it's, you know, and I've been working with these people for, I don't know, 8, 9 years, maybe even 10. And most of them just are people like you and me who just had a fucking bad build, and they chain of events, domino effects, boom, they're homeless. And that is why OpSafe Winter is so important, because when you give to the Red Cross or any of these Jesus centers or whatever, a lot of that money or whatever is going to overhead. It's going to their CEO.
Absolutely.
It's going to this bullshit. So when I heard that Anonymous had started an operation that was direct action to the homeless that didn't involve raising money, I was really, really interested. So we did a lot of, you know, we got those heat packs that you can crush and they stay warm for 8 hours, tons of those, and handed them out in the winter, you know. they're great. You can put them in your boots and your hat and your gloves. Stay warmer than you would without them, you know. Because I can't build a hotel for homeless people, which is what I really want to do.
Well, that's true. That's true. That's true. Somebody else has joined us online. I think probably best known as Per Energy. Are you there?
Hi, guys.
It's showing. Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
How's everyone?
Pretty good. How are you?
Cool. Driving home from hanging with Leo. I'm proud of you guys calling in just to say so proud.
Thank you. It took a bunch of us to make it happen, but we are. It's all working out so far. Slight hiccup at the beginning, but... And you know there's two more shows still. Glenn's up next, then Gear.
Hey, can I ask real quick? Hey, Smoker, was there smoke fuming from your ears when it all started this morning? Because I could see it kind of in my head.
Yo, I got to patch some holes in my walls now, though. I started throwing shit.
Why did I find out you're a DDoS man,
and they're like a civilian? Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Okay. Will have nothing on what I'll do to that motherfucker.
If you've seen this man in real life, anyone in the world, and you've seen him, he's slightly upset about a thing or two. I couldn't even. When I saw, I was like, oh dear.
Yeah, people don't know I have a split personality. It's all good.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
I think that considering the strength of the attack, I don't think we're looking at any basement dwellers here. I think this had some force.
We're getting hit with like 50 gigabyte hits, like fucking retarded shit.
Like, are you saying that they were throwing like hot soup? Is that what I'm understanding, sort of?
Yeah, they're jizzing all over this site. And it works.
Well, it won't be like that.
But they
did all of us a favor, right? It's a beautiful thing. You have to look at it all as beautiful, and that's what I love about what everyone's doing now. We've taken everything from before and turned it into, okay, let's make it beautiful. And the thing is, by them doing what they did, someone said at the very beginning, early today in the broadcast, like, it just goes to show that we're doing it right. Hashtag. We're on to something. So it just proves to anyone who took half a second to pay attention. Yeah.
The boogeyman's
scared
of us. Good times.
I know. I don't even get me started on Assange, but, I mean, why isn't he dead yet? I mean, you got to think about they can't do that because it just proves to the world that he had it. He's got it all, or he doesn't. I don't know anything about him, really, to be honest.
That'll be something that we can look into later on, because there was a statement released that Julian Assange was going to have a live address at 9 p.m. GMT, which was the exact time that everybody was supposed to get out of Trafalgar Square. So I imagine London is quite lively tonight.
Yeah.
Quite lively.
I love November
Your
the 5th.
Your tax dollars
I have
going
to
work, DDoS in our site.
Oh, wait. How many dollars? Christ could help me out with this one. How many did they just approve for Dapple this morning? What, like another 10 mil? For the law enforcement to continue fighting them? North Dakota, the governor or something did? I'm not sure.
Good time. We'll be doing a show on that soon. That's for sure.
Let's pay the people that were already paying to protect us to hurt us more.
Yeah.
Overtime, Glenn.
That's true. This is the problem. This is the problem with these cops. They'll stay out there for 16 hours a day because then they get paid for 24 hours a day. You know?
But where is the human mind consciousness, that thing that an infant is born within seconds of its life, that knows the difference between right and wrong? How does it not exist in
it's
people?
It's getting beat up by pressure from society.
Fuck
Most
all.
People are
wrong
good people.
Excuse.
Most people
Give me another
want to
way.
Be good, but just not in public. because the other guy might think he's a pussy for helping someone.
There you go.
It's like, yeah. I'm really into these YouTube experiments, social experiments. And the look on people's faces when a human is fighting their own humanity, like you see them just struggling, like, man, I should help this person. But you see them looking around, like, what would they think? They think you're a fucking coward, bro. Just like you feel you are, that's what you are.
Yeah, that's
but that's
right.
just it. People only treat you how you allow them to. It's like that famous, I wish I could sound smart right now and give you his name, the crazy German scientist back 60s or something. He did all these social experiments where these people thought they were zapping people with a lot of voltage in this other room, and they were fake making sounds of pain.
That one,
Ooh. And even now, if you want to research it and look it up, I mean, it's still being played out by different universities, et cetera. And so many people, like, think of the most beautiful, kindest soul you've met in your life. They actually did it. They kept zapping. Like, because someone behind them was telling them to. And, like, that was sort of kind of the conclusion, tell me if I'm wrong, of the study.
Yep.
Like, they didn't want to let down the person telling them what to do.
Society is so weird right now. Yo, the weirdest video I've seen, I actually saw this last week, so check this out. They put a speaker and replicated, like, a baby crying in a car on a hot, hot, hot day, like, fucking boiling hot. Dude, at least 15 minutes went by, a couple of people kind of, like, looked at the car, like, whatever. A couple of them pulled out their cell phones and put it back in their pockets. So really, nobody did a fucking thing, even though they thought there was a baby in the car. Then they switched it up and they put a puppy in the car. Okay.
Fuck.
Within 20 seconds, a fucking skater smashes the fucking window with a skateboard. And the dude's like, whoa, it's a show, it's a show, it's fake. There's no dog in the car, but thank you for smashing the window. Dude, less than a minute, everybody smashed the window of this car for a dog. But nobody gives a fuck about a baby.
Why do we care about animals more than we care about humans?
You know why? I can answer that one. I did that research too. My ADD.
Animals don't
lie. Please enlighten
me. And they're genuine.
The reason why is because, check it. You're in a restaurant. I'm going to take you all to eat dinner tonight. Let's go. Hoorah. So we're eating. We're chilling. Dude next to us starts choking. Okay. One of us, because we're all amazing badass people, we're going to jump up and save this man's life. Guess what? We can get sued, even if he lives. I can be sued. I don't know. Yep. I've read so many lawsuits about, like, maybe I touched his family ring, or, like, the most asinine things you could possibly conjure up in someone's weeble little head. I can be sued for $10,000 because I tried to save a man's life because my primal instinct kicked in and told me to. So now we don't act. We hesitate. It's just like, why is there 500 protesters surrounded by 30 cops, and the cops are shooting the protesters, and they're not moving? Why? We outnumbered them.
I don't know, man.
Why? Why?
Yeah, that's right. That's
right.
They'll
get
the training. The training starts very, very early, and the training never lets up. And conformity
and I can tell you,
is the way you're judged.
I can tell you, when you take a CPR class, you have to, the first thing you have to do before you treat somebody is get their fucking permission. Hello, my name is Gear.
Hello.
I'm trained in first aid and CPR. May I please
treat
you? Seriously. That is serious.
Yo,
are you fucking kidding me?
This drill at a university, the university has, like, a huge campus and, like, lots of landscape. So at nighttime, this chick was there on her, like, reading or whatever. And a dude, like, just grabs her up, starts raping her. Then another dude saw it, walked up to him. Luckily, this guy was coming from, like, a hockey game, so he had hockey sticks with him in his bag. So the dude smashes the guy who's raping the girl. He penetrated her, okay? So he beats the shit out of him, smashes his face, breaks his jaw. that guy gets 6 years in jail and the rapist gets off and won the lawsuit.
Yes.
Like,
thank
that's
you.
Society, bro. Like, what the
that's
fuck?
Another brilliant
people.
Example.
Is that what it is?
That's why the puppy, 20 seconds puppy, badass skater.
A puppy won't press charges on you for trying to save
yeah.
him, like, for loving him.
Wait, thanks for simplifying it.
Oh, my God. But then you get
oh
people like us that, you know, are here trying to, like, remind others that this is all still possible. Like, unity is so fucking possible. Most of us want it. Like, most of us want to get along with each other. I don't really understand. But days like this make me very proud to be a human and make me very proud to be around people with the same state of mind. Like, I love all the calls that we received today, all the good times, the good stories, the laughs. That's why I do it.
I just want to, like, speak. Go.
No, no, I'm done. Go on.
No, I just wanted to do a blast from the past and say, as the nerdy Bostonian on Twitter, that a few of us know, like, the things that I went through in the beginning as a numbskull, but it's insane how many lives that Twitter, an app on the internet, has actually affected. Even through, like, even if you go absent from Twitter for 5 years, it doesn't leave you, like, the feeling of anonymous, the point of it all, the fact that people are still around that won't give up, the fact that they're just not going to accept it and they're going to find a way. I mean, even when I dip out, because I can't handle it, I'm that type of soul that I can't watch it for so long. Like, you guys are soldiers. I don't know how you do it. I have to step away because it breaks me down and I can't take it. But the thing is, just trying to live my daily life and deal with natural bullshit, like Crisis is saying, you know, being a mom, a single mom, just trying to make it in the world, period. There's days where I'm at work and I want to knock this fucker out because they just disrespected me. And then I think back to something that happened once on Twitter where I had to hold my tongue for the better of everyone, and it gets me through the day. Like, that's a horrible example, but like, it's always with you, like that feeling, like once you get involved and you step in and you understand what everyone's trying to do, it never leaves you, and you do carry it into the world. Like, it, I don't know,
the force is strong with some of us and will remain.
I'm a nerd.
That's why we love you, I think. We're all nerds.
Yeah.
Well,
I believe in spirit.
I'm sorry, guys. It's madness here. Hi, I'm Gear.
Hey, Gear, what are you wearing?
What am I wearing? I'm wearing a I Stand With Standing Rock sassy t-shirt. Mm. And I wrote No Dapple on my pretty face. And I'm wearing my suit pants because it's a million mask merch and you gotta look spiffy.
Nice.
What are you wearing?
I have my PJs.
Nice.
Yeah. Handling DDoS attack mode and just trying to keep it all going. Meow. Well, I thank those who stepped up trying to salvage the shows when the shit was going down. Like, today was, I don't know, man, just awesome examples over and over again of people coming together. People I never met were like, what, your shit's down? Here, let me fucking tell the world to go here. And I don't know, pretty happy with the outcome so far.
Me too. This was a good protest for SAC. We're, you know, there aren't a lot of Anons in NorCal. Like, NorCal's not San Francisco, by the way. P.S.
Somebody just asked on Twitter, how do they join Anonymous? Please, thanks.
You're in.
Yeah, buy a mask. You're good.
I think we might have a problem.
Oh yeah, what's up?
I think BTR ended the show.
Okay.
I can't be sure about that. The studio
it says on air,
is saying,
29 minutes left.
Okay, because the studio says episode ended. So, but if the
on
show was over, we
29:14.
If the show was over, we would have been disconnected. So this is just another BTR fuck up.
Glitch.
That's what that's what I'm going with. That's what I'm going with because we're all still here. So it must be going on. Thanks, BTR. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
So that means I have no more access to audio clips. So it's up to us. I don't get this. Now I have no button to even end the show. What the fuck is going on?
You can't
talk about
the page
Dapple.
Either?
Dapple time.
This is fucked.
That's all I've been talking about for like, you know, months.
Well, we only have half an hour. That's
I don't know.
Glenn, and you have a show. If we wanted to cut it, we could. You got to start prepping.
Well, I just don't understand, though. I don't understand because there's nobody in the chat that says what happened or nothing. Or...
It's the fifth, bro. That's what happened.
Wow. I mean, I know there's people in the chat on the main site that are listening to the fucking show, but nobody's saying what happened. What happened? Okay, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go to the player. I'll go to the player and see if it plays. No. The show is over.
The show is over?
All right.
What the fuck?
It's all good, bro. And if it's not over, we're getting this all on air. So let's just end it properly and thank everybody for showing. Sorry Higg couldn't make it. He did have an emergency. We wish him all the luck in the world. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. And we'll catch you on the next show. Glenn's up in half an hour. On show number 4, the site as we know it is live. Nobody's been hitting it for the last couple of hours. Everything's coded. So everybody head over to mmmliveon5.com.
Who's next?
Me.
Glenn.
And I will have Leanne DeHart, Sue Crabtree, and Stanley Cohen.
You're next, Glenn?
Yep. Yeah, that's going to be sweet.
Okay, cool.
So we will hear from you again on show number 5, Gear.
Yes, sir. And that's at 6 p. PST.
You got her. 9 p.m. Eastern, 1 a.m.
Yes.
GMT.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Glenn. Thank you for all your work this week. And thank you, Smoker.
It was a pleasure doing business with you. Till next year, my love.
Till next year, my darling. All right, guys. I'll talk to you soon. I'll be on Discord if you need me, okay? Indeed.
All righty.
Bye.
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 Okay, well, I'm going to start cutting off calls here on the board that say they are still on. I don't understand this at all, but whatever. Guess we're over. I don't even know how to end this show since there's no end episode button.
Might have one. Okay, I'm going to end it, guys.
Do you have one?
Yep, end episode.
Son of a bitch. So that means it's all not right, over.
No, it's not. I told you, there's 25 minutes left, but who cares? You got to prep for the next show. So good luck with all that, and I'll catch you on the next one, bro.
All right, I guess people get stuck with 25 minutes of silence. They can have something to eat or go take a dump or do whatever the fuck they got to do. End the show.